Hey guys, welcome to the Makeup Mentor Podcast. My name is Anita. I am your money mindset coach and makeup mentor. This is a podcast where we talk little about makeup and we actually talk all about the business side about being a freelance makeup artist. The beauty industry is a $500 billion industry and we're tapping into it simply just by believing that we can. So if you have the limiting belief that we can't make money in this industry, this podcast is for you. I'm not only going to tell you all the things that I've learned the hard way, but I'm also going to be bringing on the experts in the beauty industry to go over their tips, tricks, strategies, and stories so that you can take your business to the next level. Now, without further ado, let's get right to it. Welcome back to the Makeup Mentor Podcast. I am super happy and grateful today to bring you one of the best guests. If you are in the Las Vegas, Nevada area, or you tune into my social media, you probably already know who I'm talking about. Her name is Nicolina. She's actually the CEO, founder of Glam Sophisticated Makeup Academy in Las Vegas, Nevada, and she specifically helps makeup artists get consistent bookings with their ideal clients so they don't have to wait around for clients to book. Guys, I'm just so obsessed with Nicolina. She's not only just an amazing person, inspiration, teacher, educator, but she's also a really good friend, and I love having her in my circle because she truly understands what it's like to get out there and do the things that you said that you really, really want to do. She is making so many big moves, touching so many lives, and I still can't get over the fact that she reached out to me. So I'm super, super excited for you guys to tune in today's episode. Make sure that you hang around all the way to the end so that you can get the information of how you can work with her for free. So without further ado, let's get into today's episode. Hey guys, welcome back to the Makeup Mentor Podcast. I am super happy and grateful as always, but I have a very, very special guest with me today. If you guys have been following along with my story, been following along with my social media, my funny little TikToks, you would know that I actually connected with another artist who is in the very similar niche as me. She actually has a school where she teaches other makeup artists all about the artistry, but she's also starting to teach more about the business side, and we just connected so much, and I can't even get over the fact that she reached out to me first. Like, I was so giddy about this. But we ended up hosting an event together in Las Vegas, Nevada. It was so much fun. We sold out all of our tickets. We talked about manifesting. We talked about business. It was amazing. So today I'm introducing you to Nicolina. She is an amazing artist and I'm super, super excited for you guys to hear her story. Yay!
Hi, Anita. It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure being on your podcast. I'm so excited to be here and so excited to be partnering up with you again after the event we just had a couple of weeks ago here in Las Vegas in my studio, in my academy. So I'm super, super excited to be here.
Yay. And we're like super big on numbers, guys. I mean, like, yes. This is just so funny. Like, ever since we started connecting, we're like, oh my gosh, like so much is happening together. So I'm like super giddy to be with someone who's aligned. Yay. Okay, cool. So we're going to go over some just super quick rapid fire questions. Mm-hmm. So this is so that I can not only get to know you a little bit more, like I know we've chatted and stuff, but like these are a little bit questions that I can not only warm you up, but warm the audience up and get them to know who you are a little bit. Okay. So the first question is, how old were you when you first started doing makeup?
Are you asking me professional, like started doing makeup on someone else or applying my own makeup?
You can say both.
Both. Okay. When I started applying my own makeup, I was probably in high school, first, second grade. So what, 14, 15? I always loved makeup. My mom was always, still is into makeup, and she always had so much makeup and I was just playing with her makeup all the time. So I always had a passion for beauty. And then when I started freelancing or doing it professionally, it was 2015. So 5 years ago.
Oh, yay. I love learning. Yep. I love hearing that your mom loved makeup too. That is like the first thing.
She loves makeup.
So my second question is, how did you learn how to do makeup?
I learned mostly I was self-taught, even though I did went to cosmetology school, but I was self-taught where I just found someone online, like Tamana Roshan. I don't know if you follow her, Dress Your Face online. She was one of my first, let's say, online instructors when it comes to makeup. She has a online course, well, online classes, actually. She's teaching online. And then I took some of her classes and then YouTube. And then when I was in cosmetology school, because I thought they're going to teach me makeup, they didn't. So I decided to just take the time that I was just sitting there doing nothing most of the time. I was just practicing on my class. And that's how I got started.
Oh my God. That is so cute. Okay. A lot of people know this part of my story, but like, I've always wanted to like do makeup, but the only reason I never went is because I thought cosmetology was the only way to learn. And then I heard that you don't really learn makeup from it. So I was like, nah, I'll just go a different route. So it's like funny.
Exactly.
So you are a freaking amazing teacher and educator, but I want to know, who is somebody who you look up to as an artist?
As an artist, Makeup by Mario. Hands down, Makeup by Mario. He's Kim Kardashian's makeup artist. For those of you who don't know who he is, you can just find him online. The reason why I relate to him so much is because of his story. He's from my region. He's actually from Montenegro, which Serbia and Montenegro, where I'm from, used to be one country. So he is from there. He is Albanian. I'm Serbian. And he came here with his parents. His parents were immigrants. I'm an immigrant, or was actually. And then he just started from scratch, pretty much. No help, no one to help him, even, especially because he was someone who was a young boy in makeup, and that was very like looked upon, like very, very like frowned upon, I guess. And his family didn't approve that. I'm not saying my family didn't approve it, but I'm just like relating to his story so much because he did everything by himself, and he just like, I don't know, he inspired so many people, and I want to inspire so many people as well with my story. So I would say Makeup by Mario, like when it comes to business, when it comes to makeup artistry, but also when it comes to the personal story too.
I know, like, I love hearing his story. And I want to point out the fact that the whatever you see in him is what is in store for you. So if whatever lights you up, I always tell people that all the time, like it's actually in you and it's going to happen. Just the fact that you see it from somebody else. And I like how you pointed out his story and how your stories are similar, which I'm super excited to get into, because Mario, like, he is very, very well known for his artistry, but his story of how he like came up and nobody supported him, not only as a male, but like as an immigrant. Oh, that's just like so, so excited to talk about that.
Yep, same.
my last rapid fire question is, what is your favorite foundation?
My favorite foundation, I'm kind of going back and forth. Okay, can I choose two? Okay, let's do this. I'm going to choose a drugstore foundation. I'm going to choose a little bit more, I'm not going to say high-end, but a little bit more pro-oriented or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so when it comes to the foundation, like drugstore foundation, I swear by L'Oreal Infallible. Like, that's it. L'Oreal Infallible does the job for $12 at Walmart. And it just works for all skin tones and just or skin types, and just covers really good and just stays on. When it comes to a little bit more like pro-oriented or high-end, or I wouldn't say high-end, but I would say probably the Naked, Stay Naked, new Weightless, Stay Naked, Weightless. I'm trying to think, Weightless 24 Hours, something like that. A little bit newer one. They just released it recently, I want to say. And that's something that I really, really love, that foundation.
Ooh, yeah. Or is it the same for like you and your clients? Like, do you wear the same?
Right now, actually, you know what? Right now myself, I just wear a BB cream, actually. I just want a BB cream. I like a very light coverage on my face when it comes to doing my own makeup. When it comes to doing my client's makeup, or when I'm teaching here in the studio, most likely I reach for that Urban Decay Naked Stay Weightless 24 Hours. I'm just now saying the words, but I think that's how it's called. And that one I love. Like, it just does the job, especially for oily skin. If you have oily skin, this just does the job without making you look dry or matte. So it's really, really good foundation. I love it.
Ooh, noted. I love hearing what other artists like to use on their clients. And it's interesting, like how we like different on ourselves and rather than our clients. Like, I love hearing about that too. Yay. Okay. Thank you so much for answering the rapid fire questions. Those are so fun to hear.
Yes.
So I personally love talking about the story of where you were before you started everything. So this is a really important part of the podcast, because we just love relating everybody's stories. Like, I know there's someone listening to this right now who is like, oh my gosh, I love everything that you're doing, or all of these things, or I want to be like her and all of these things. And I'm like, okay, well, how did you start? Like, where were you before all this stuff? And I like talking about the struggles of not only like the physically making the shift, but also but making the decision. So where were you before you started doing makeup? Like, was it always a plan?
So no, it was never a plan, actually, just because in Europe back then, I didn't see makeup artistry as a profession. It was more like as a hobby, I guess. And it wasn't as popular as it is today. First of all, Second of all, my parents wanted me to go to a, you know, college for medicine or for engineering or for whatever, lawyer. And I was just never into that. So I decided to go with a hospitality route. So I actually enrolled into college. It was tourism and hotel management. And I finished 3 years. I had one more year to finish. So I technically never got my diploma just because in the meantime, I came to Vegas and I decided to move to Vegas as well. That was 2013 when I came to Vegas. First time to work and travel through a like a college program, I guess, where they send Eastern European students to America for a work and travel program for 5 months. And I never went back. And I always thought I'm going to be a tourist guide or I'm going to work in a hospitality field, like in a hotel. I'm going to be a manager or whatever. But then I actually realized what manager in a hotel does or what a tourist guide does and how much money they make. And I'm like, no, like, I don't want to do that anymore. And that's when I came to America. In the meantime, I was working in hospitality field, obviously my first jobs in like restaurants and all that serving. And then I landed a job in a medical spa. That was my first beauty job. They just needed someone for the weekends, 2 days just to work in the front desk. And then I was like, wow, like so nice, so clean. I come home smelling nice. Like I don't come home smelling like Indian food because I used to work in Indian food. And I was like, wow, this is so amazing. Like I can actually make a job out of this. Like, come on, like this is amazing. And then I started researching and I found schools. I was looking for makeup school because I thought, you know, I knew that's my passion. I was looking for makeup schools. In Las Vegas, there was no short affordable education when it comes to makeup artistry. It was very, very expensive. As an immigrant, as someone who just came to the country, I didn't have that much money. I couldn't apply for financial aid too because they didn't approve me. I didn't have my green card. So I decided to enroll to cosmetology field just because it was a 9-month program and they told me you can pay in payments. So I was like, awesome, sign me up, right? 14K later, there I am. I'm not even working in that field, aesthetics. I'm working in makeup artistry. But I'm grateful I did go because I did learn a lot. And it also helps me now in my studio because when I teach my students who are getting certified with me to become makeup artists, I teach a lot about skincare, a lot about skin prep. So actually it did help me a lot in that sense.
Like more of the basic stuff and yeah. Exactly. Oh, I love talking about that. So my question is like, I know there's somebody listening right now who is maybe in your position where they had just came to the US and they're like, I'm starting this whole new life. I'm pursuing my dreams and I'm pulling away from what my parents, you know, want me to do. Like, what was that process like you more on like a mental like shift? Like how hard was it for you to pursue the things that you wanted to do opposed to what your parents wanted you to do?
I was always a rebel, I guess. I never wanted to do anything my parents wanted me to do. I was always like, you know, running away from that. But then because my mom owns a flower shop for 30 years, she has her own business for 30 years and I see her every single day working on that business. She kind of, even though without me knowing it, she kind of like transferred that entrepreneur gene to me, I guess. But both my parents did too, because my dad works in proper rentals and stuff like that. So, and then I was like, you know what? Like I actually can be I can have my own business. And that was a big shift in my mind from working for someone else. But first of all, moving to a new country, that was completely new because I'm used to working or, you know, going to school and living in a country that's completely like Europe as its own is completely different. Let alone Serbia as a little small country in East Europe is so much from America, right? So that was a big shift for me, but I'm grateful I came as young as I did because it was much easier for me to transition. If I had 30 or 40 or 50 years, it would be much harder because I guess then I was just starting out. I was just starting out to like realize things and like really know what I want. Like, because when you're 18, 19, 20, you don't know what you want. You go to college and then you completely shift your mindset completely like three to 4 years later. And that's what happened to me. So I'm grateful I came in that time when I did, because I didn't want to postpone it. I just wanted to come as soon as possible. First of all, second of all, it helped me shift my mindset from working for someone else, just realizing how much money I can make. Like that's it. Like just that's how much money I make or how much time I'm spending. That's it. Like that was enough for me.
Ooh, I want to touch on that really fast because something that I always preach on this podcast is that you going out there and doing whatever it is that you want to do is what's actually going to make the change, right? A lot of times there's this belief that we want to be successful and have all this money so that we can hand it down to our kids and they'll be okay. But like, you're just a perfect example of that because not everybody grows up believing the things that you believe, that you knew, because you knew that your parents had their own business and you knew that they were making money and you knew that it was possible for you because your parents set the example. Like if they were to tell you that, it'd be way different than if they weren't actually doing it. So that's why I always preach to people like, you going out there and doing this is breaking cycles for generations. So I just want to commend you for being that example and just really, oh, that's so fun.
Yep. And my parents were very strict with me. Like, they would always sit me down and like, hey, what do you want to do with your life? How much money do you want to make? If you want to make a lot of money, like your parents did, or in when they're talking to me, like, you got to think about the ways, like you cannot just be working for someone else. And they always keep telling me that, like, you don't want to be a tourist guide. How much money can a tourist guide make? You know, they were always like breaking it down for me. And then I didn't know that. I was say 17, 18 when I was deciding to enroll to college back then. I didn't understand these things. I didn't. Like, I just, you know, I see it, but then it just clicks with you at one moment in time when you're a little bit older, just clicks with you. Back then, I was just, nope, I know the best. I know what I'm going to do. No, don't tell me what to do. I was, you know, like I said, I was a rebel. I was always doing against their whatever they were telling me. But now I see, of course, they were always right and parents are always right. It's just that we don't see it right away.
I know, right? I'm like, darn, you were right. Exactly. I get so mad. That's so true. Okay, so you went to cosmetology school and you realized that you loved doing makeup. So how did the business, like, how did you grow from there?
Yes, so when I was in cosmetology school, I was working in restaurants and I quit my restaurant job because I was like, you know what? I have to make a shift. So I have to take a risk. I have to quit this job in order to pursue something I really want. And I knew if I'm postponing it or if I wait until I get a better job, it's never going to happen. So literally, I just said one day and I was like, okay, that's it. I'm going to give my 2-week notice. I'm done with hospitality. I'm moving to a different field. And then I started working at Macy's. I found a part-time job at Macy's. So while I was in cosmetology school for 9 months, I was literally going to school 9 to 5 and then 5 to 9, I was working in Macy's for 9. Well, Macy's a bit a little bit earlier. In the meantime, because I was practicing in school so much. And for me, when I tell my students, like, how do I make it? What do I do? Just keep practicing and keep taking pictures for your social media and your portfolio. Keep building that content. That's it. Like, that's the key. There's no magic recipe how to succeed in this, right? It's just about practicing, getting your service you can offer, building value to your service and branding yourself, obviously. And obviously, you know, just working, practicing, doing free makeup as much as possible in the beginning. I still do free makeup, not let alone when I was starting out, and just posting on social media. I just started my Instagram channel, I remember, 2015, and I started posting my pictures of myself. I was bringing models. I was bringing people from Instagram. I didn't have friends here. So I had like maybe one friend here. So that's not an excuse, right? You can find people online. And I lived in this small apartment and I was like, hey, just come to me. Can I just do your makeup so I can take some pictures? Literally, that's what I did 24/7. And that's how my business started. And that's how slowly I started booking clients. And then also, not only I was booking my own clients, I also started working with agencies here in the city.
Oh, okay.
So I was working with 5 different agencies. You know, for those of you who don't know what agency is, kind of like a beauty company. There's bridal companies, there's beauty companies, hire out artists as independent contractors, and then they hire you for jobs where they need you. So it was kind of like a free, like I could still make my own schedule, and that's what I really liked. So because I was so busy, and then I realized, again, I did my math with a little, you know, scale, and I was like, okay, I'm working in Macy's, $15 an hour, or I can make one appointment, I can make almost $100. That back then I was charging like $7.5 for makeup plus tip. So I was like, I can make on average like $95 to $100 per one appointment versus 15 hours or $15 per hour for 8 hours or 4 hours, whatever I was working. It's like, it just, the math makes more sense. And that's it. And that's why I quit my job. It was also a very, very big risk just because I was still paying off my school. I didn't have papers. I didn't have a green card. I didn't have a driving license. I couldn't travel. I didn't have health insurance, nothing. Like, I was illegal, but I didn't care. And finally, I somehow found a job at Macy's, even though I didn't have papers. I had an expired social security. Like, that's another story. I'm not going to talk about that today. But again, I didn't manage to do all that. And I didn't find an excuse. I found a way. And that's, I always tell my students, don't find excuses why not to do something. Find a way to do it. And that's how my business started. And that's how referrals, you know, obviously referrals with other people. And I kind of started building my brand and my network as well. Building a network is huge. It's very important. And that's what I did in the beginning.
Ooh, there's so many things I want to touch on. The first thing I want to touch on is the fact of you going out there and doing services before or like doing them for free and stuff like that. Like that's exactly what I did too. But so I want to point that out, that that's very similar in our stores. That's how we built up, but we also worked for different companies. Working for different companies that already had that clientele, that already had the bookings, they just needed help. That really helped me because I kind of got a gist of what it was going to be like, right? Like I knew exactly what it was going to be like, you know, going from job to job. How many jobs can I book in 1 weekend? Like there's just little things like that. And I like seeing how other people charge. And then when it came to doing free services, like to this day, I still do collaborations, but it's more within a specific like niche. And I think this is really important to talk about because a lot of people like want to know what to do when to get started. And honestly, it's that consistency. It's going to be out there and not only getting people to practice on, like you said, and like whether you have friends or not, like like all of the models that I had were people that I had no, like I didn't even know them. Like they would comment on my makeup in the grocery store and I'm like, you want to be a model for me? And they're like, whoa, calm down. And I'm you know, but we're the ones with the opportunity for them. And like, I've even helped people who wanted to get into modeling become models because I got out of my comfort zone and I made the ask and, you know, said, let's set up a shoot or let's set up something for social media. And, you know, people want to see that you're busy. They want to see that you're out there. And whether it is a client or if it's like a photographer wanting to book you, they are looking for the people who are out there doing the things that while everybody else is like, you know, just sitting on the couch watching TV. They want the people who are motivated, you know?
Exactly. And not only people who are motivated, but they want people who have a real business, right? A real business structure. They don't want hobbyists. They don't want someone who does it out of the fun only weekends. Like when you're booking for a service, I always look at that. Like I look at their Instagram profile. Doesn't matter if I'm booking a service or if I'm trying to go to a restaurant to eat, right? I'm going to look at all these facts. Like, is this a real restaurant or is just a food truck on the corner? Is this a legit, do they have a, you know, are they like sanitation wise, right? Are they going to, am I going to get sick? Or, you know, things like that. The same thing with service with makeup artists. So you want to see that person doesn't have to go to school. I'm saying that you just want to take it as a professional business and you want to really take it to the next level with your branding, with your social media, with your content, being consistent, having everything automated, like your booking system and stuff like that. That's very important. You know, when people see that, like when you ask for a deposit, a lot of times I got this from my client saying, I decided to book with you because you're the only one who asked me for deposit. Like,
wow.
Because they are like, okay, you're real business. I'm expecting you to ask me for a deposit. And me as a bridal party who's booking bridal party of 10, I'm not going to book with someone who just says, yeah, I'll be there. And then you don't show up, right? Mm-hmm. So it's very important. Like taking your business seriously is very important, even if you're just starting out.
Mm. So if someone's listening to this right now and they're just now starting out to get clientele, especially in a time like this where, you know, everything's shut down still, but there is still a lot of people who are booking right now and everything's actually going to come all at once because everything got canceled, but all these weddings and stuff are still planned. They're just moved out. So I've been telling people like, make sure you're ready because it's going to come so fast. You're going to be like, oh my gosh. But what advice would you give to that person right now that kind of has a little bit extra time on their hand, but they want to start booking people like right now?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's say if that person, first of all, think about the structure of your business. That's something I would always say. Make sure your business is structured properly. So I'm not talking about the LLCs and all that. Of course, if you don't have it yet, it doesn't matter. You're going to get it eventually. But structure it properly when you have a price list, when you have a price description, when you have where you have a automated booking system, where you can send invoices with your logo on it, right? All that to be set up. Your deposits, how are you taking your deposits? How are you communicating with your clients? If you don't have an email address, start a new email address. You know what I mean? Don't use your nicolinaprincess@gmail.com. Like, you know, set things like that. Like it's very important. Set a, you know, I always say my students, like the little signature in the email, you know, like with a picture and all that. It's very important. You don't want to send a picture or email with send from iPhone and stuff like that. So, you know, things, tweaks like that and making sure you have your Google listing page, making sure you have your Instagram page, your Facebook page, your Yelp page, you know, all this is very important because if people are looking for you on Google, like if you type in Glam Sophisticated right now, all these extra websites are going to pop and people want to see like, oh, I see her on Yelp. I see her on Instagram. I see her. She's on Facebook. She's on Pinterest. Like she's a legit makeup artist. So I would say like setting everything up like that is very important. First of all, like building that foundation, I guess, for your business, you know, much more to that, obviously, but I'm just giving like basics, what you need to have. And then just practicing. And when you practice, obviously, when you have someone in your, bring them to your house or you go to their house if you don't have a studio and just practice and take as much pictures and videos as possible. And that's when you create your content, right? And then you have that content you can promote through the next weeks or months almost if you build a lot of content with that person. So be intentional when it comes to creating your content. Be intentional. Set out a date for that. Set out, let's say, every Wednesday, I'm going to book someone to come to my house or I'm going to go to their house and do their makeup and take pictures. Set timelines. Like on Tuesdays, I'm going to follow up with my clients. On Wednesdays, I'm going to be working on creating content. On Thursdays, I'm going to be doing this, this, and that, you know, answering or following up with people or whatever you want to do in your business. So like things like that is very important because again, having a business structure is crucial. You cannot be a hobbyist, you know, sitting around waiting for clients to book. No one does that. Like you cannot open a restaurant waiting for people to walk in. You have to bring those people in, attract them. So that's what I would do. And also educational content. That's number one.
Yes.
You know, if you're a makeup artist, you can be posting pictures pictures and videos and tutorials, short, you know, Instagram or IGTV, how to do your own makeup, educate someone, how can they contour, how can they do brows, you have oily face, what can you do, what products to use. You know, you don't have to be an educator in order to educate someone. Mm-hmm. And I always keep saying that people get caught up like, oh, I'm not there yet, I shouldn't be posting what I know. If you know how to do your own makeup, you can teach someone else to do their own makeup. Mm-hmm. You know, it's simple. It's not science fiction. So, you know, post stuff like that. That's what I was doing in the beginning. And then people started reaching out to me. And that's how actually I started teaching too, because people will reach out to me, hey, well, how did you do that? I see you posted on Instagram about this. How did you do it? Like, and I was just like thinking, well, all these people are asking me pretty much the same questions. Let me create a curriculum and start teaching it. And, you know, and that's how everything kind of started for me too. So definitely educational content is key, number one key to get the ideal clients. Just understanding what your client is suffering with or what their pain point is, and make sure to explain that in the educational portion of your videos or pictures.
Oh, I love this so much. This is so important, guys. Like, this is like straight up gold right now. I'm like so giddy. But there's a couple of things I want to point out on an energetic level of what happens when you start working on that structure, like she said. So a lot of people say like, well, I don't have any clients yet. Well, I don't have the business yet, or I haven't started, I haven't registered. Okay, but at the end of the day, you still have to get the structure down no matter what. And so when you start doing the things that she just listed off, you're actually going to start attracting like people on a universal level, because you are operating as someone who already has the business. If you're setting everything up, if you're doing makeup every Wednesday, this is like what I learned not only from, you know, getting started and all this stuff, but like I started taking Saturdays off and I would start getting models every single Saturday, because if I was already where I want to be, being booked every single Saturday, that's what I'd be doing, right? I'd be doing makeup, and you're stepping into that highest version of yourself, and you're attracting situations and scenarios because you're operating at that frequency. So like what she is saying is so important. And then the other thing I wanted to touch on is doing the educational content. This is so important. Identify yourself as the expert. And I've had people who come to me, they're like, Anita, I want to start doing lessons, but I don't know if I can teach. And I'm like, you don't know what they don't know. I've had people who don't even know how to put mascara on. And I'm like, oh, like I'm literally just sitting here teaching you step by step the most basic things. And people don't understand how much the everyday woman buys all of this product, and they have no idea how to use it. So when you're doing this content, I highly recommend doing Instagram reels. I don't know if you've seen my post, my little funny video.
Doing it in reels.
Yeah, it's like 126,000 views. Wow. But like when you're doing the educational things, you're going to attract people who they're going to see that on your page, and they're identifying you in their eyes as an expert. And so they're going to ask you questions, and the more engagement you get with questions, like the little comments of saying like, yay, beautiful, all that stuff, that helps. But actually what helps your Instagram and your social media get more engagement is when people ask you what you're using. How are you doing that? So like, oh, so if you're not already making content on like little tips and tricks and stuff like that, I highly, highly recommend.
Yep. Woo! That's so crucial. I cannot stress that enough, you know? And one more thing I want to mention this, don't get caught up in what will people say, what will people think. So that's another thing too. I always get this from my students, like, well, I don't want to promote this, or I don't want to showcase this, or I don't want to, you know, post whatever it is, because I don't know what people are going to say. Like, I'm overthinking it. People are going to be this or that, my friends or family. Like, just forget about all that. Forget about all. If you know something, if you learned, listen to, or, you know, even if you learn it here on this podcast and you want to go and teach someone else, it's still you learned it. Doesn't matter if you went through it as an experience, or you read it somewhere or listened to it somewhere, you learn about something. Go and educate someone. And then when someone like you, like Anita said, when you educate someone, that someone builds a trust to your brand. They trust you because you taught them something. Even like Anita said, like even if you just do how to do mascara, how to apply mascara, what's the best mascara to use? Like that's it. You taught someone something, and that someone will build a trust with your brand, and they will want to come back and book with you. And so many times I booked my clients over a tutorial I posted online, just doing my own makeup, just with my iPhone. I just hanging somewhere and just doing my own makeup. Hey girl, are you booking tomorrow? Are you available tomorrow? Yep, sure. I'm available. Come, you know, book a class with me or get your makeup done, whatever it is. It's unbelievable. Like I'm selling courses that, you know, are a couple thousand dollars off of free educational videos, you know, let alone service costs a couple of hundred dollars. So
yeah. And that's exactly what they teach too. Teach 90% and have like 10, because the difference is, guys, this is why I always preach like so much on money mindset, because when you pay attention, right? All the information that we teach and all these courses and all the coaching and all that stuff, like, it's one thing if you have the information, but when you're paying, you're actually not only operating at a higher frequency because you're invested, but your back is against the wall, right? You're going to start actually implementing these things. Your business is going to move, not just because you're motivated, but because you actually have to take action. You're in a position where you have to. Oh gosh, there was one thing I wanted to touch on, but I forgot. I just get so excited talking to you. Like, we could talk on this stuff forever.
Same.
So I wanted to actually get into the story about how you started teaching. Like, I know you kind of touched on it a little bit, but if there is somebody listening right now and they're like, I want to start school, I want to start a studio, like all of this stuff, like, can you go over like some the ways that you did it, but also like what was like one of the biggest like struggles doing that?
Okay, so how I did it is just because I was, you know, positioning myself as an expert in the field, obviously, here in Las Vegas, right? And all these makeup artists, even hairstylists, I get so many hairstylists asking me like, how do you get clients? How do you track your expenses? Like, just basic questions. How do you open up an LLC, right? Stuff like that. And that's what I was like, you know what? There's a reason for people asking me these questions, and I'm just going to start a class. And that's how I started teaching. First, I started teaching with another school here in Las Vegas, which they got shut down just because they didn't have the educational license to teach. I didn't know that at the time.
Oh, wow.
So I was like, you know what? There's a reason for everything. So I'm going to just step away from this and I'm going to do my own thing. And that's how I started teaching my own course. I created my own curriculum. So what I did is I was like, okay, I'm going to create a curriculum of five days. And I kind of broke it down into what someone who is just starting out without having any knowledge about makeup, what do they need to learn in this course, right? And my idea behind creating my course is because, like I said, when I was starting out, there was nothing like short, affordable education. And I had to go through a 9-month program in aesthetics and cosmetology, even though I didn't really wanted it. So that's why I was like, there has to be a better way for these makeup artists to learn. So I decided to create my own. And that's when I was kind of, I broke it down into less like a recipe plan. Like, from start A to start B, I'm going to guide you so you can get to the place where you want to be, right? So A is a starting point. B is the land of transformation, or whatever you want to call it, right? Being a professional makeup artist, booking clients. So, and I created a plan, like a little stones, and I'm going to help you jump through those little stones, which is 5 days. Technically, each day is a different stone. And then boom, 6th day, you're where you need to be and you have everything set up and you have your business, obviously, right? So that's what I created, a curriculum, and that started 2018. I actually started teaching from home. I had a home studio. I didn't know if this is going to be a good idea or not. So I really wanted to test it out first. That's why I started from home. I was teaching for about maybe 4 to 5 months. I actually had a lot of students sign up to my classes at home, even though they would come to me, they're like, teaching from home and you're charging $2,000 for this? Okay, I guess. You know what I mean? Like, literally, I didn't find a student, and I found ways. And I was teaching, and then I realized that I have to get my school educated, licensed education commission. And that's what I did. And that was 2019, middle of 2019, when I started the process of getting my school license. And then 2020, February, I got my license finally. So that took almost 9 months for that whole process. But what I would say for someone who is starting out, I would definitely say first positioning yourself as an expert in the field through your social media, organic content, educational content, and then starting to promote that you start teaching classes. Get some better members. You know, better members can be before you even start teaching. For example, what you can do is say, hey, I'm forming a course or a class or whatever it is, right? I would love to see if you guys are interested. It's going to be something very affordable. For example, I'm going to give you 50% off because you're my first members. Who would be interested? Do like a poll on social media. Ask your audience, right? To see how they react to that. And then when you come up with the offer, make sure to go back to all those people who said yes, make a screenshot or whatever, and slide in their DM. Say, hey, my beta membership is open, or my beta whatever is open. Would you like to join? You know, I'm giving you a link. Here's a link. Join. Like, kind of call to action. Now ask for that sale. Mm. So that's what I would say. Like, testing it out. Don't get caught up in the technical part too. Just start. Just start, and then make it perfect. Don't do and now try to do it until it's perfect, and then you're gonna start promoting it. Even if you don't have anything built out, you can still get people to sign up, and then they can be your beta members. You can do live videos, live teaching, and then they can just be, and then, you know, whatever you do live with them, you just record it, and then you post it into either a course, membership, or whatever you decide to do, a lesson, maybe post on your social media or on your website. It can be free too. You know, it can be a free education that you can get people to sign up off of that as well. So there's so many ways to do this. I'm just saying that don't get caught up into has to be perfect.
Yay. I was actually going off on my Instagram about this the other day, because like, it was the same way for me when it came to like starting to teaching like more of the mindset work. And I realized that, like, you know, I want to point out the fact that you seeing the problem that you had when it came into the industry of you spending all this money on cosmetology and you're like, I still don't know how to do makeup, right? And so I think the people who not only see the problem, but they take responsibility for it and say, even if no one's going to do this, then I am. And I like pointing out that in everybody's story, because, you know, there's nothing that sets us apart from anybody else, you know, like anybody can look out there and see what's the biggest struggle that you've had and start helping other people when you get past it. And so that's exactly what I did when it comes to, like, you know, the manifestation. And there's like business and stuff that I didn't understand, but there's also more about, like, you know, why do I feel the way that I feel? Why do I feel so icky when I charge people? And, like, you know, all of that stuff. I specifically wanted to ask on, like, how, because obviously it's an investment to have somebody work with you at this level and at this price. And this is something that I had to learn the hard way when it comes to charging a certain amount for, you know, teaching and coaching and mentoring. And it's, at the end of the day, it ties to self-worth. So my question is for you, like, how was it charging that amount? Like, how did you feel about it? And then also, how did you feel when the first person invested?
Okay, so my first course when I started teaching was $2,000 at home. And why I decided to teach that, first I did the research to see how much course like that would go for, right? What would people pay, first of all? So I did the research, and most, because in Vegas, we didn't have anything similar like that. I had to look in like Arizona or California, right? And usually I saw this class are usually from 2,000 to 3,000, right? And then I was looking into what the value, how can I stack the value? It's about stacking the value, not about, oh, I'm charging $2,000, but for what do you charge that much for, right? So people want to know about that. The value is very important. So then I would stack all these things. Like, you're going to get one-on-one. Back then it was just one-on-one. You're going to get one-on-one instructor with me. I'm going to provide models for you. I'm going to give you a full kit. You're going to get guidance. I'm going to provide even makeup for you to use. So you don't even have to use your own makeup or your kit that you receive. I'm going to provide that for you. What else? You're going to get certification. You're going to get guidance after that. I even offered like a month or 2 month mentorship after that. So you can come back to me if you have questions. So that's how I was like stacking the value. And then I was like, you know what? There is a lot of value here. I'm going to charge, you know, obviously I couldn't charge too much. I didn't want to charge too much. Sorry. Just because I was just starting out. So I was still kind of testing it, but I'm going to say this, the higher the prices, it's easier to sell it.
Wow. If
I sell my course easier than a one makeup appointment.
Wow.
Because of the value I provide in my online, or I'm talking about my in-studio course right now, right? We're going to get to that too. It's even more than $2,000, and it's 6 days to the 5 days, a lot of value in the course as well, but it's easier for me to sell that versus when someone's booking me for $100, $150, $200 makeup, they're, you know, we're going back and forth so many times. And, you know, I don't know, let me think about, you know, it's always so many things. Sometimes, obviously, most of the time it's right away. They just book in, that's it. Some they go to my booking system, but a lot of times I have to communicate back and forth and spend that energy, right? Convincing them, why am I worth this amount of money? Mm-hmm. So, and that's why for me, it's easier to sell this just because of the value. And because again, yeah, the value, I think the value is what sells, obviously, what people want to buy and what people get from the service or product you are selling.
Yay. Oh my gosh. I love that you mentioned this, because one, if you're listening to this right now and this is in your future, this is in your manifestation, AKA it gives you chills or it makes you really excited hearing us talk about this. I love how you touched on like the fact that it's easier to sell like the value, because like people are expecting it to be this amount. Like, honestly, some people will even look away if it's like, it's only that much. I don't know. And I also want to say, if you are wanting to teach, coach, mentor, whether it's like makeup or business or mindset, whatever it is that you want to do, I always tell people to start high, like start your pricing high. A lot of people want to build and build and build. Like, obviously you want to get that happy medium where it's like, you know, similar to other people's programs and adding more value. But at the same time, a lot of people start stuff like that, like from like nothing, and then they try to build up from there, and it gets harder. Like, it's easier to just have it high, put it out there, and the one person that invests, and then you turn that story around and then you tell all the other people about it. It's just going to be a ripple effect. So I'm like super excited to talk about that.
And then my first student, you asked me who was my first student, was actually a girl, because I launched the school or launched the classes in February. Remember, it was 2019. So that same New Year's, I was booked out with 15 clients, and they all came super last minute too. And I was by myself. I didn't have an assistant back then. And I reached out, or I just posted on social media. I was like, hey, who wants to be my assistant today? I need someone ASAP. Like, literally 31st, I'm booked out from 10 a.m. to like about, I want to say 7 p.m. or 8 p.m. And this girl just answers, hey, you know, I want to be your assistant. I was like, sure. Okay. Meet me in 30 minutes, literally. Like, that's how
the Oh my gosh.
And then she saw me going from appointment to appointment, because here in Las Vegas, obviously we go from hotel to hotel. I had about how many clients I have? Doesn't matter. Anyways, at least like 2-3 clients per location, right? So we have to travel and all that. And then she saw me, and she, at the end of the night, when I paid her out, she was like, wow, Nina. She calls me Nina. She's like, I'm so impressed by you. Like, this is amazing what you just did today, how fast you were working, how you communicated with everyone, how you got organization and everything. And I was like, yeah, like, you know, that's it. Like, that's how I know how to, like, that's what I know how to do. Like, that's what I want to teach too. I just kind of briefly mentioned it to her, and that's it. February comes, boom, I post on social media, and she's like, yep, I want to be your student. That's
it. Oh my God.
Just because she saw the value, she saw me, she got something from me. I educated her on something. Like, you know, she saw me, the products I carry, she saw me how I communicate with my clients. That was her free education, even though I paid her for that service as well, obviously. And then she was like, you know what? I want to learn from you. Like, you did such an amazing job. One day, if I can learn that, I'm going to be even more amazing. Here, she was actually a hairstylist. And that's how I got my first student. And then, you know, I started posting on social media. Next student came and all that. So actually, I made really good money that year. Like, I'm not going to lie.
Yay! I love talking about this is so kidding. Yes. Okay.
It was very exciting, just, you know, kind of shifting from just doing appointments to teaching.
Yeah. And things will shift on a universal level when you guys start. Like, I think that's the reason why we're seeing 111 so much, is because, like, I don't know, like, we're both working on very similar things, and we're like, oh my gosh, everything's shifting to work in our favor so that we can, you know, this new reality.
Yep.
So we talked about your education. We talked about, kind of touched on your studio. That I did just want to ask a little bit more about the studio, about like getting it started and all that kind of stuff. And then we can get into the last part. Yay. So what was it like getting your studio, or like, was that always the plan to have the studio, or what was that process like?
So my plan, so actually, funnily, I don't have a book here. When I was in cosmetology school, at the end of the class, or the end of the whole program, we had to do like this kind of like a blueprint, or like a business plan. Let's put it that way. It was like very broad, very like basic business plan. What do you want to do one day, right? You want to have a salon. And I never wanted to have a salon. I wanted to have a school. I have a book at home when it says 2015. It says, I'm going to have a school on Las Vegas Boulevard or in Summerlin. So Las Vegas Boulevard is where I have a school right now. Summerlin is another location. It's very upscale, very like super fancy, right? And it said also how I'm going to teach classes and seminars and workshops, and I'm going to have events, and I'm going to have certification classes. Like, it's just so basic. And it just like, it was just bullet points, literally just bullet points. It's very basic. I forgot about it. I literally forgot about it. When I started, I opened my school. And so now going back to the studio. Okay, now I'm going to back it up a little bit. So when I was looking for location, without even thinking about that book, I was looking at Summerlin and Las Vegas Boulevard. Those were two locations, because right now I'm at WeWork. WeWork is a co-working, co-sharing space where I have my office and my academy as well. And they have two locations. One is in Summerlin, one is on Las Vegas Boulevard. First, my location was looking at Summerlin. I didn't really click with it. When I came to Las Vegas Boulevard, they were still building it out. It wasn't even build out. I literally came, it was a construction site here. And I was like, you know what? I don't know. I'm not quite sure. Let me think about it. And then I was going back and forth looking at different locations. I didn't like anything that I saw, just because I really wanted an upscale experience for my students. And you know, Anita, you came here, you saw.
I know, I love it. I'm like obsessed. I want my own
and
now.
For me, that's very important. Like with the, you know, being a location where everyone can reach me, doesn't matter where you live in Las Vegas, because I'm a, such a central location. You are literally 10 to 15 minutes away from me. If you're in Las Vegas Boulevard, you're literally 2 minutes away from me. So when I saw this place, I was like, you know what? It could be not could, I don't know. I wasn't sure. I kind of sat on it. And one of the girls told me that works with me. She was like, you know what? I think Las Vegas Boulevard is a better location. Like it's central, you know, all this. I was like, you know what? You're so right. And that's it. And that's how I did it. And then I got a location. Well, obviously I'm not going to talk about technical, you know, how much I pay for it and how, what else I had to do, like, you know, document wise, but it was just, I looked for at least 2 months to find the perfect space. And I personally always wanted to have a location, because I didn't want to be a makeup artist that travels all the time. For me, it was getting like to the point where I was busy, but I wanted to make much more money. And I was like, how can I, like, my goal is to make $1 million by the age of 30. And that's about what, 6 more months till July 2021. So that's my goal. And I always had a huge goal. I never had a goal, I'm going to make just 3,000 or just 5 or just 10 or just 20. No, I'm going to make $1 million. That's it. Like, there's no questioning about this, right? And I was like, you know what? If I want to make $1 million, what, how many appointments do I have to do, right? Mm. I still love doing appointments. I still do them. It's just that I don't travel as much anymore. Now I'm focusing more on that teaching. And that's it. It was just clicked to me. Like, if I want to teach, if I want to have my own location, if I don't want to travel that much, if I want to make more money, I have to have a location. That's it. Like, it was just, you know, no brainer. And that's how I got into this. Obviously, you know, with education commission, I had to get my school license as well, get my location, you know, get my business license and all that. But that's a little bit more technical. But when it comes to finding a studio, it's just about finding where your ideal client is. And I guess for me, living here in Las Vegas, I was thinking about students who live all over Las Vegas, obviously. And also not only people who live here, people who are going to travel and stay on the strip, because I would get a lot of students who are out of country or out of state, you know, and coming here and they're staying on the strip. And then when I was teaching at home, they would have to travel to me 20 minutes. Now I'm literally 5 minutes away. Like, I'm literally, I can touch the strip. Like, I'm
there. Oh my gosh.
Yay. You know, so that's why I decided to go with this location here in the central part. And again, I was thinking about the ideal client. Where is my client? Where can I find him or her? And where, how, you know, I wanted to make it easy for them to find me as well and to come.
Yay. Oh my gosh. Okay. I want to point just one thing. I know this is going to be a long episode, but there's so many freaking golden nuggets.
I know.
So the one thing I just want to point out, this is actually something I do with my coaching, my mentoring, is that we actually write down those bullet points, like those things that light you up the most, because what people don't realize is that one, the fact that that you know what they are means that they're going to happen. And, you know, I always tell people, you don't have those big dreams for no reason, honey. You're actually, you know, it's part of your story. And I know it's scary, but the reason why working on those things are so important is because there's no resistance to them. Like, the fact that they manifested for you and you forgot about that, you wrote them down. One, it's really important to write down your goals, because now your subconscious mind is picking it up and you're like, oh, okay, $1 million. Okay. Oh, we're going to have a studio. All of those things are already working in your favor because you're writing them down in your post, you're programming them into your subconscious mind, and your subconscious mind is what manifests. So affirmations, writing stuff down in your own handwriting, like, it doesn't matter if you don't see the paper again, like, it's more the fact that you've seen it in your own handwriting and then forgetting about it. You know, you hear those stories all the time. And the reason why those things manifest the fastest is because there's no need, right? You're like, I need to hit this goal. I need to hit that. And that need attracts more need. Yep. When you write these goals out, you work on the things that excite you, you're going in the path of least resistance. And that's why things manifest faster, because you're operating at a higher frequency. So, last thing I want to get into, I know we have just a little bit of time left, but I want to know, what are you doing now? Like, obviously you're so crazy busy. Like, I love having somebody that's so similar to like my story. You know, our schedules are pretty booked up, but we're also serving and, you know, helping other artists in the industry. So where is your energy going now?
My energy right now is going towards online teaching, definitely online teaching. So we were talking about this. I'm actually having a free online masterclass on December 3rd. So Yay. If you are watching this before December 3rd, I'm going to go live on December 3rd, and you can register for the free masterclass for makeup artists through a link, GSMA. Oh, wait, give me a second. We just like locked it in online.com/register. So GSMA is a short for Glam Sophisticated Makeup Academy. So GSMAonline.com/register. And I'm going to have this online free masterclass where I'm going to be talking about how to get consistent bookings with your ideal clients in 30 days without waiting for clients to book, without waiting around for clients to book, because I find that that's a big thing. And a lot of makeup artists are guilty of doing just that.
Like, yeah, like, I know I'm really big on manifestation, and I'm like, if you believe it, it will happen. But like, people just get lost in translation when I'm talking about it. I'm like, you still have to do the work, honey. Like, mm-hmm. You still got to go out there and do, you know, what you'd be doing if you already had the clients. And so I love that you're teaching this, like, for the, in just like a short amount of time too, like the 30 day. And so did you say there's going to be a replay for that if they're listening to this after this?
So if you're listening to this after the December 3rd, we're actually going to leave the replay for the free masterclass on Anita's website. So Yay. You can go ahead and check it out. Anita, you can say your website and where exactly they can check it out.
Hey, yeah. So I pretty much live on Instagram Instagram, guys. If you're not already following my Instagram, make sure you get on there. You got funny content, all of this stuff. But I'm also going to be promoting all of the people that I have on my podcast. So you can get the direct links right on my link tree on my Instagram, or we're going to link it in the show notes for the direct link for her free webinar, guys. Like, I cannot explain how important this is, because a lot of people think that when they, or they don't realize what happens when they start to invest their time. Like, money buys you time. And when you start to invest your time into things that are going to help generate more revenue in your business, you're going to automatically attract money just by putting yourself in a position where you're getting around people who are already doing whatever it is that you want to do successfully. So when you show up, opportunities show up. So if you're listening to this right now, be sure to get in on this masterclass on December 3rd. And if not, then go watch the replay. There's so many goodies on there. Learn from the experts. She's amazing when it comes to social media. Like, ask her any question. I'm always like commenting on your stuff. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so kidding. So
a lot of tips and tricks and advices and how I started, what I did in my business. I'm going to be teaching you also like what are important things, how to avoid mistakes. Mm-hmm. So it's a pretty cool webinar, or I'm going to call it webinar class, masterclass, whatever. So I'm actually working on it right now. So besides that, you also asked me what is my energy going toward. So it's pretty much toward teaching. You know, I love teaching. It's my passion. And here in the studio, I'm focusing on teaching my students. Obviously, if you want to get certified as a makeup artist in only a week, we go through a program here. It's Monday through Saturday. And if you're not from Las Vegas, why not come here as a little vacation or something?
Oh, yeah.
And like take advantage of it, because I have so many students. I had students from Kuwait. I had students from Thailand. I had students from Taiwan. Obviously, when traveling was a little bit more, you know, better. I had students from all over the world when I was teaching at home too. So it's crazy to me that, you know, people just found me through Google, and that's what I want to focus on. And that's what definitely my energy is going towards, helping others succeed and start their own makeup artistry business successfully.
Oh, yay. This makes me so happy. All right. Before we get to the end of this, I just have one question that I ask every single person on my podcast. And so this is actually something that I do with my one-on-one coaching. It just helps you think from that abundant mindset. And I like hearing the perspective from people who are already out there doing whatever it is that they want to do, because I just want you guys to pay attention to her answer. So I know I have asked you this question before, but this is something that we ask ourselves every single day. And so the question is, if you had $1 million in your bank account right now, like an extra, like it's just coming out of nowhere, there's no tax on it, because I get that question all the time. No tax, $1 million, what would you do right now?
Right now, first, I would pay off my debt that I invested in the studio in the academy, just credit cards. So I would just pay that off right away. I'm just like dreading that freaking debt, even though it's not a big debt, but still. That's the first thing I would do, and I would reinvest. Definitely, I would reinvest. I would reinvest in my business, open more locations, you know, obviously make my school bigger and better, hire out a team so I can outsource anything that I'm dealing with that's not bringing money necessarily. So anything that I can, even though I have an assistant, but so many things I would love to outsource as well to professionals like my SEO and stuff like that, you know. And then, so I'm going to say three things, okay? So first thing, pay off the debt. Second thing, reinvest in my business, expand my business. And third thing, invest in real estate, buy more houses, buy more properties, just rent them out and live off of that as well. So those three things I would definitely do in my business.
Woo! I love hearing your answers. So the thing to that question is that is what your intuition is telling you to do right now. So
that's
fun.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's why I want to make $1 million. I don't want to just get $1 million.
Yeah.
I do want to make it so I can pay off that debt, and I can just, thankfully, I don't have college debt. I didn't go to college here. So thankfully, I don't have hundreds of thousands of debt, but I definitely want to get rid of it, which just stands here on top of my head, and I just feel it like pushing me down.
Yay. Well, if you guys are listening to this right now, it's for a reason. If it gave you chills, if it made you excited, if there's things that you're already thinking about working on because of this episode, please, please, please let us know. Tag us in this episode. Share it on your social media. Again, if you're listening to the podcast, I give a free journal prompt, which I need to send to you because you shared my podcast, Nicolina. So it's my daily journal prompt where I do it every single morning. And we just want to thank you guys so much for listening. And I'm so grateful to have you not only on the podcast, but have you in my circle. I don't think a lot of people understand, you know, all the things that we're doing in the industry. It's not only a lot of like physical work, like kind of like, you know, we're on emails and calls and all this stuff all the time, but it's a lot of like, you know, we're growing. And I think you're someone that I love having in my circle because you just understand so many things of like what impact we want to make and how we're going to do it in like the online courses kind of stuff. Like so many things where people don't know it until they actually do it. So I want to thank you again for just being the example.
Thank you. It was a pleasure being in this podcast. I wanted to come on here for so long and I'm so happy you organized it.
Awesome. Alrighty, guys. We'll see you in the next episode. Thank you guys so much for tuning into the Makeup Mentor podcast. If this episode resonated with you, if it helped educate you, or it just changed your perspective in any way, shape, or form, please stop what you're doing right now. Take a screenshot and tag me on Instagram at the Makeup Mentor podcast, and you will be rewarded with a free journal prompt just for sharing. Or you can head over to my website and learn about working with me one-on-one, breaking down those money blocks, taking your business to the next level, and possibly even being a guest on the show. Thank you guys again so much for listening to this episode, and we will see you next week.